This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday directed American military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. The Pentagon said the strikes were retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq early this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. The February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former President Donald Trump. Also on Thursday, President Biden called Saudi Arabian King Salman as his administration is set to release a congressionally mandated declassified version of an intelligence report that is expected to find that the king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, approved the 2018 killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The White House readout of the call noted that the recent release of several Saudi American activists and Saudi women's rights activists and affirmed the importance the U.S. places on universal human rights and the rule of law. The White House did not provide any explanation as to why the readout did not mention Khashoggi, who was a legal U.S. resident with U.S. citizen children. The Trump administration rejected demands by lawmakers to release a declassified version of the report as the White House prioritized arms sales to the kingdom in alliance with Riyadh amid rising U.S. tensions with its regional rival, Iran. Via remote, this is VOA News. Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will meet Friday to discuss the vaccine from healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson. The FDA is not required to follow their recommendation, but nearly always does. Two other vaccines are already in widespread use in the U.S., from drug companies Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech. A shot from AstraZeneca and University of Oxford is in use in Britain, Europe, Asia, Brazil, Mexico, and elsewhere. Johnson & Johnson's clinical trial data does not look quite as impressive on paper as the others available in the United States. It was about 66% effective against infections that cause from moderate to severe illness. The Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech vaccines both reported about 95% overall efficacy, but experts caution that the studies are not measuring quite the same thing and should not be directly compared. Donald Trump supporters who launched a deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol last month have indicated they want to blow up the building and kill members of Congress, according to the acting police chief of the Capitol Police. Yogananda Pittman told lawmakers Thursday the threat suggests extremists could target the building during an upcoming address by President Biden as she pushed for continued high security around the Capitol. About 5,000 troops remain on duty at the Capitol since Trump supporters stormed the building, vandalizing it and injuring officers. Five people died in the violence, including a Capitol police officer. More than 200 people have been charged so far for their roles in the riot, including some of those with ties to the far-right fringe groups such as the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. A new Amnesty International report says soldiers from Eritrea systematically killed many hundreds of people in a massacre in late November in the Ethiopian city of Aksum. The report echoes the findings of an Associated Press story last week and cites more than 40 witnesses. The new report on what might be the deadliest massacre in Ethiopia's Tigray conflict describes soldiers gunning down civilians as they fled, lining up men, shooting them in the back, and refusing to allow people to collect and bury the dead. Ethiopia has not commented. Eritrea called the AP story lies. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Reporting from remotely, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.